Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about the report that the U.S. is considering selling Tomahawk missiles to Europe that will pass them on to Ukraine. A Tomahawk is a cruise missile. It has a range of 1,500 miles, 2,000 kilometers. It is capable of carrying a nuclear-tipped warhead. Generally, it carries conventional weaponry, explosives, and that it brings into range the factories and the infrastructure of Russia, especially that associated with warfighting. Here, John Hardy describes what those Tomahawks could do. I note that Mr. Putin is speaking of them now and again and does not want this to happen. It may be a leverage point. It just may be another escalation. Here's John to explain. Tomahawks to Europe to Ukraine, ? Fog of war.
So just to put this in context for the readers or listeners, I'm sure they've seen the press reports that the Trump administration has decided to provide intelligence information to Ukraine to support Ukrainian missile strikes against Russian energy infrastructure. I see this as kind of a counterpunch to the Russians due to Trump's frustration with Putin's intransigence in talks on Ukraine peace. So I think Trump is reported to be considering pairing that decision on intelligence sharing with supplies of longer range missiles, with the Tomahawk being one option among others. This is the Tomahawk land attack cruise missile. It is pretty long range. It can hit key targets within Russia, if not limited to energy, and if military industrial sites are kind of within Ukraine's purview of what they're allowed to hit, then you could have some really key Russian defense industrial sites within range. So, for example, plants like the Shahed-type drone factories in Alabuga and Ijevsk that produce the Garand-2 and Gerbera drones that routinely bombard Ukraine, and recently with the Gerberas went into Poland.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.